Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
A 130-116 win against the Heat in Miami last night as they'll try to make it back-to-back wins. Major League Baseball's MVPs will be announced tonight. Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez is up for the honor in the AL. He is a heavy underdog, however, compared to the other two finalists and Aaron Judge of the Yankees, who hit .331 this season, and Cal Raleigh of the Mariners, as he hit 60 home runs this past year, the most for a catcher and switch hitter in Major League history. On the NL side of things, the three finalists are Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber, and Juan Soto. Also in baseball, Emmanuel Clase is set to be arraigned at 2 today. ABC News is reporting that the former All-Star is expected to surrender on allegations that he conspired with gamblers to rig pitches. And with last week's Brown special teams blunder against the Jets, special teams coordinator Bubba Ventrone is moving on to the Ravens rematch.
We haven't played near our capabilities. We've had too many issues with just dumb football, dumb mistakes. But look, I will say this. We have a prideful group, and I expect these guys to respond. I really do. So made the corrections, moving on. It's a new week, and we're excited about the opportunity to play against the Ravens.
Listen to the Fan Rewind weeknights 11 p.m. to midnight. All the best segments from all our shows, and you can always listen on the Odyssey app. Headline sports news every 20 minutes on 92.3 The Fan from the University Hospital Sports Desk. I'm Matt Corrali.
Going to the Cavs game tonight? Get the starting five during Afternoon Drive and make Overtime your post-game soundtrack as you head home. 92.3 The Fan.
The Fan is looking for a winner. We like winners, don't we?
We love winners.
We do. Enter the word food, F-O-O-D.
Oh, please tell me.
92.3thefan.com before 2 o'clock for your chance to win a 4-pack of combo meals from Mr. Hero.
Mr. Hero,
you can
yes.
Download Mr. Hero's mobile app. You can get a BOGO offer. Ooh. Buy one, get one offer. That's a free regular sandwich with the purchase of any sandwich. Mm-hmm. Get monthly coupons, earn points for every purchase, and cash in those points for free food. Order online, and so much more. Again, food at 92.3thefan.com by 2 o'clock. It's all from Mr. Hero on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
I love giving away food. I can taste the cheesesteak right now. A Mr. Hero cheesesteak? That's not good.
They are yummy.
They're awesome. I love them. Plenty to do in this hour. We've got Darryl Ryder coming up at 1:20. He's going to give us a lowdown of what's going on in Berea, but right now, we need to find out what's going on in the most popular league in the country. That, my friends, is the NFL, and this is an NFL rapid fire. Dan Menigan.
All right, gentlemen, let us begin in New York, where they have a new head coach, as Mike Kafka has taken over for Brian Daboll after they fired him earlier, and they have a new quarterback, as our guy Jameis Winston is back under center.
Yeah, Bubba.
And boy, is he back under center in the best way that Jameis Winston can be.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. Now I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know.
So back.
I can see the.
What is he going to use?
New York beat writers just going, okay. And how many interceptions are you going to throw? I love watching Jameis play. I loved him in Tampa. I was crushed that he didn't get his opportunities in New Orleans. when it looked like he, you know, I thought he would go to New Orleans and salvage his career. And every time he kind of got going, he got hurt. Then he ends up here, and that didn't go the way we all kind of wanted it to. At least I didn't. I wanted it to. And so I hope he gets a chance to go out and play a good game or two, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And then sign next year and maybe get one more chance at being somebody's starting quarterback. You could do worse.
He just needs one popular year in New York, and he's set for the rest of his life as far as his acting career. Someone's going to hand him a microphone. I mean, they've already done it before, but his entertainment value beyond this week could absolutely blow up if he keeps doing press conferences like that. Like, you know how many games he played in New Orleans?
About 13?
21. I didn't even think it was that many.
Yeah.
He had 4 his first season, 7 his second, 3 in 22, and only 7 in 23. Then he bounced back here and had 12 games. And matching those 12 games, 12 interceptions.
He had some good moments in New Orleans.
He was fun.
He just couldn't stay healthy.
Fun here. Next.
Bums me out. We had to go this long without Jameis hitting the field.
I know.
It's true.
My buddy Kyle has always had this joke. And he's always said that it should be a rule. And I wish it could. And it should be called the Jameis Winston rule. And it's every team that has an injured quarterback is allowed to just go get Jameis Winston if they promise to start him that week. I've always thought that was like the best rule known to man. It's like, yes, this is what we need.
I like that.
So then the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow goes down and they go, what, you want Jameis?
Jameis is yours. Jameis.
Yeah, go get Jameis.
Who's hurt? Who needs us to?
Exactly. Who needs Jameis? All right, send him in. Let's go.
I don't think there's a pass he's ever been scared to throw.
Exactly.
Ever.
The league needs those guys.
Yes.
It's a better place with it.
He's the equivalent of a three-point shooter in the NBA, right?
He does have an arm.
Yes.
That he for sure does, and he thinks he can make every throw. Another guy who's had himself a season to this point has been Jeff's boy, Daniel Jones. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
It's been a little shaky the last couple games.
He gets a bye week to think about it.
Pittsburgh game, he went 31 of 50. For 342 yards, 1 touchdown, and 3 interceptions against the Steelers in a game they lost in the win in overtime against Atlanta. 19 of 26, touchdown and a pick as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, do you think the league may have figured out Daniel Jones again?
You know what I think figuring out Daniel Jones is? Making him throw 50 times. If Daniel can play a game where he throws 30 times and Jonathan Taylor rushes for 100-plus... and they efficiently get the ball to Pittman and their good young tight end, Warren. That's the kind of game that Daniel Jones can thrive in. If you're asking Daniel to make all the plays and win on his own, I don't know that he's your guy. But I just always thought the guy could play, and I thought he got a bad rap in New York. And he's playing fairly well for the Colts. The curious thing here is going to be what happens in the offseason. He's a free agent. He's a free agent.
I mean, he's only thrown 105 times in his last 3 games. Any good MLB manager would have taken him out, I don't know, after 80, right? Get the bullpen guy in there. It's a joke for you, Dan.
I wonder if Minnesota would want him back. I would think not, because they're still locked in on J.J. McCarthy, even though they're not playing as well as they did last year when Sam Darnold was there. I wonder if the Browns would take a look.
Jeff, this is the most wishful of wishful thinking. I think the writing's on the wall very easily.
You mean the Colts are going to wrap him up?
Yeah. They traded their first round pick.
Yeah,
that is true. That's all you need to know.
But, Dano, I agree. You're going to have to make him happy financially. Do they want to do that? That's the thing. I mean, if they don't want to make him happy financially, I'm sure he's going to go test the market. Because his market value will never, ever be higher than it is right now. So he better get that contract. And if the Colts don't want to give it to him, he'll go somewhere else. Now, unfortunately, with the passing of Jim Irsay and his daughters taking over that team, they're kind of in a new era of Colts football. And it would be a monumental mistake, I think, for them to let him out of town. It would also be a monumental mistake, and you know how much I like Daniel Jones, to sign him to one of those contracts where he's making like, you know, $45, $50 million a year.
There's no way he gets that.
I know that.
Yeah, there's no way.
But you've got to make him happy financially. And I think they could find common ground.
I think he gets the Sam Darnold contract.
Probably a little more.
Probably about the same. I think because Sam Darnold's been better than him.
Colts are playing really well. And they haven't.
Not the last two. We'll see how the rest of the season goes.
I know.
It's pretty amazing, though.
They're pretty good.
When you look at the numbers and you see they've got five guys with over 260 yards in reception, then, you know, you've got three guys with over 500. Pittman, Pearson, Warren. Warren's got 617.
Good young tight end.
Man.
Jonathan Taylor guy's pretty darn good, too.
Yeah.
He's the 260 guy. Isn't that? Yes. I mean, Josh Downs has 316.
You gotta,
and Downs has three touchdowns. Pittman's got six.
So the Denver Broncos are 8-2. They are leading the AFC West. And Bo Nix has been
fine.
Not good.
Fine.
Fine-ish.
He's had some moments where he's looked really good. And others where he's looked like, okay.
You think we end the season here? You think we end the season with the Denver Broncos? Are they the... the horseshoe team, basically, where everything seems to be falling the right way for them at the right time, but in reality, they're kind of a paper tiger when we hit the playoffs?
I would be stunned if they end up going deep in the playoffs. If I'm a team that I think I have Super Bowl aspirations, I want to play Denver.
If you had a playoff game and you had the Chiefs and the Chargers, how many teams will they get out of the AFC West? That's a question.
Well,
how many of them are
going
to make the playoffs? Sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you, but you just kind of look at that and it's like... the Chargers are right behind them at 7-3. How do you count the Chiefs out? You don't. They're 5-4.
Well, they're on the outside looking in right now.
Yeah.
If the playoffs were to end today, they would be on the outside looking in.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's crazy. Yeah. They're in, right? Like, you feel good about them being in?
I think
in?
They'll make it.
I think they will, too.
Yep.
I think once they get their offense together, they will definitely be in there. So Dan Campbell took play calling away from his offensive coordinator without telling anybody.
Yeah.
You let him do that in the NFL?
You're Dan Campbell.
Yeah, why can't you?
You can bite some kneecaps on the way up and then call plays.
Because it's more a joke against how we cover this league than anything else, because if somebody has the sniffles that day, it becomes sources. Sources, offensive coordinator so-and-so has sniffles.
I wonder if Dan gives Planet those play-calling duties back at some point. I would bet not. Not this year, anyway. Down the road, yeah. But... you know, he knew he had some talent on that team, and he didn't like what he was getting out of it, and so you adjust things a little bit. And, you know, their offensive coordinator still was helping him in game planning and everything else, but he was calling the plays. That's just an aggressive human being, Dan Campbell. And so he called aggressive plays, and...
and they had their best offensive output of the season.
You know the best thing about him to me?
Some of that may also have to do with a really bad Commanders defense.
That's very true.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, still, look, if a coach decides he's going to take over plays, what's the difference between that and a coach who gives up play calling, right? He can do whatever he wants.
The best thing about him, to me, he's not afraid to fail. And he coaches his team. He calls a game without fear of failure. Let's go for it. Let's err on the side of aggressiveness rather than on the side of caution. And, oh, we don't want to do that because we could turn it over. You know, they get the ball at midfield. Heaven forbid. He just goes for it. I admire him. Wish the Haslams might have been interested in his sales pitch when he interviewed here.
Again, the two people we were laughing at during that hiring cycle. Dan Campbell, Nick Sirianni. Those are the two guys that everybody
called
was
laughing.
Oh, you were. Because we were playing the kneecap bite and you were sitting there going, I love this guy.
Well, I'm laughing,
well, we're laughing.
I'm laughing at his comment, but I'm not laughing at him.
Then we were playing the Sirianni stuff where he was talking himself in circles and being the...
how do we not like a guy from Mount?
Yeah.
Gotta love a Mount Union guy. Come on,
if
Dana,
you're
we
any kind of Northeast Ohio tie, you're good
we're
to go around here.
Poke fun at people from everywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
That's what we do. We're the class clowns. That's our job.
Speak for yourself there, Bozo.
You
want to
see Andy just start salivating all over himself? Have Nick Sirianni bring in Mitch Trubisky to be the quarterback and Luke Florio to be a wide receiver.
Brian Hoyer's the quarterback's coach. Yeah.
There you go.
Can I point out the class clown thing again?
Go ahead.
There you go. NFL has filed a grievance against the NFLPA to stop doing their report cards. So every year at the end of the season, the report cards come out from every single team about
that's
their
a bad look.
Let's just be
honest. Brown's got a new weight room out of the deal.
The media food got completely upgraded.
The media.
What do you guys think of that?
The media food got upgraded. I'm just telling you.
What do you guys think that the NFL is filing a grievance to stop the report cards? You think that's good, bad, different?
I don't know. I like it. I like the report cards. I think it holds the NFL franchise is responsible. I don't think there's anybody in the world that if they had the opportunity to fill out a survey to make their working conditions better or easier to work, why wouldn't you fill that out? Why wouldn't you want that out there? I don't see what's wrong with that. What's the difference between those report cards and anyone who owns a restaurant and has to read a review about their restaurant? What's the difference? I have no problem with that at all. And
of course you don't.
Well, the lawsuit part of it is just...
NFL owners do.
It seems ridiculous. And by the way, I mean, if you're a top five NFL owner on your scorecard there, aren't you going to take some pride in that? I mean, aren't you going to put, like, one of those glass trophies when you walk in the door? It says, voted number one by the NFLPA as best place to play? You're not going to sell that to free agents that are walking in? I think they're cutting their nose to spite their face on that.
Get some sign guys on that.
Social media mentions powered by Scheib and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Jeffrey sends this in. Jameis would be like the weird emergency goalie NHL rule. Yes!
That's over. Perfect. They got rid of that weird rule.
Perfect.
Sorry, bro.
Who
can't
cares?
Do that.
Bring it back for Jameis.
I think the emergency... Yeah, you're right, but I love that was one of my favorite rules about the NHL where, you know, both teams are... If somebody's got issues with their goalies that they're carrying throughout the season, that the local Zamboni driver who plays in a beer league would have the opportunity to play. Those days are over. It left with this year's CBA.
Don't care, Jameis.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. Now I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know.
He wants to be executed by a surgeon? I'm confused.
We went way too many weeks without that.
We need more. We're going to get more, right? We're going to get more.
Could have had that earlier.
Hang tight.
You screwed it up.
Life is good. Life is good. Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.
Brought to us by Scheib and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
There he is. He just wrapped up his press conference. Now he's nice enough to join us. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, D.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Well, we're good. Give us the biggest brownie bites from today, from some of the things that we heard from the folks that talked.
Probably Tommy Rees acknowledging that he called the wrong play on that 4th-and-1 that ended up with Dylan Gabriel getting sacked.
Did you find that refreshing?
Yeah, I mean, that was head coach material right there. Like, right there, you saw why he is so highly regarded and thought of as a future head coach in the making. It's why he's probably going to get calls from college programs here with all these openings around the country right now. And that also will open, you know, at the end of the season too. But yeah, I mean, that right there, it was refreshing to hear that kind of candor. We're not used to hearing that kind of candor. You'll never hear Kevin Stefanski say that. Jim Schwartz, you'd probably hear him say that, maybe Bubba too. I mean, Bubba was pretty accountable today too for the constant special teams blunders that seemingly have occurred under his watch with regularity, and the fact that he still has a job, which I think is pretty amazing too. But I thought that those comments, and I just was able to get the video up of it. Some of the responses from Reese when pressed on that fourth and one situation. I just have tremendous respect for the honesty, and I think maybe Kevin Stefanski could learn from that.
Darryl, we were just talking about this. You know more about it than I do. What can Bubba Ventrone do if he's putting the right pieces on the field for covering a kick and a punt, and guys don't cover a kick or a punt?
Bench people.
And replace them with whom?
Whoever you got to put out. You got to send messages. Like you got to have accountability.
My thought only is that, you know, special teams usually made up of guys from the other units, and your player pool is somewhat limited there.
Well, Myles Garrett plays special teams. Grant Delpit plays special teams. Like, best players are on special teams. Joel Bitonio plays special teams. So, and it was interesting listening to Jim Schwartz. You know, Cam Thomas with that offside that effectively ended that game. Schwartz talked about that, and he said, hey, the shame of it is that Cam actually played a really good game, but that's the play that everyone remembers in that spot. I think you got to get a little hard-headed with some of this stuff because it's costing you games, and you have to send a message, you know? I realize that my thoughts aren't always practical. To your point, Jeff, I don't know, at some point you got to send a message that, hey, this is unacceptable. Mental mistakes in critical situations that cost us football games are not acceptable. And if you're going to make them, you can't play. It's that simple to me.
Yeah, I get it. What's the vibe out there on the quarterback situation? I mean, and Darryl, what do you think it's going to take Gabriel to kind of solidify things and settle things in? I know you probably don't think that, but or for them to switch. I think that's more the question I want to know.
Grow 6 inches, and it doesn't matter. They're not changing quarterbacks, no matter how much we talk about it. They are dead set that they are sticking with Dylan Gabriel through thick and thin, in this case, very thin. They're going to ride this storm out to the finish line, to whatever their plan is. What is clear is, like, I don't hear any rumblings for Shedeur Sanders, like, within the building. I don't feel like that there's any type of a divide that, you know, because we've seen that in the past, right? I mean,
right.
We've been here before with the awful quarterback play. And, you know, the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy in the building or amongst fans, right? Well, I just don't get the sense that there's a big groundswell pushing for a quarterback change within the building. And that's why, like, when you guys keep asking about it, it's like, guys, it is what it is. Dylan Gabriel's the quarterback. They won on the field. The results are the results. You see him. I see him. Everybody sees him, right? The reels are going viral of all the awful throws. But that's the guy they want on the field. So that's the guy they're going to keep putting on the field until they are ready to make a change. And it doesn't feel like they're anywhere near close to doing that.
Darryl, answer, give me your choice on this multiple choice question. Most likely of this group to be the Browns starting quarterback next year: Deshaun Watson, Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, veteran brought in either through trade or free agent signing, or player picked in next year's first round of the draft?
Probably a pick in next year's draft. I would say one, veteran two. Because I can't imagine you want to start Dylan Gabriel next year unless your goal is to have the first pick in the draft in 2027. Here's the problem that the Browns really have in this situation, okay? It's been 27 years of this mess. Fans' patience has worn out. You can no longer ask your fans to be patient with you. That's the problem the Browns, I think, really find themselves in organizationally. Like, had we had a run, right, where there was just sustained success, okay, and they, you know, made the playoffs a bunch of times, maybe came close to the Super Bowl, whatever, right? had we had that stretch, this is a non-issue. Okay, well, they're just going through a tough stretch. They got to find the next quarterback. They got, okay, all understandable. The problem that the Browns have, it's been 27 seasons of this, with the exception of, you know, okay, 2002, 2007, even though they didn't make the playoffs, 2020 and 2023. So that means 23 of your 27 seasons has been this. And fans are sick of it, right? They're sick of watching their team lose. They're sick of their team putting an inept offense on the field every year. They're sick of watching bad quarterbacks while they turn on the TV and they're watching all these other teams around the league score 20 points with their eyes closed, make the playoffs with their eyes closed, right? Put together competitive rosters, and this team can't get out of their own way. So I think that's the other element that is missing from this conversation is, you know, the be patient with us. Hey, we're, you know, putting this thing back together. That's why we're being patient with Andrew. That's why we're being patient with Kevin, because of the Deshaun thing. We all share in that. And so we don't want to show these guys the door because it's not all their fault. It's tough to hold them accountable. Now we got to go through this transition period and find that quarterback, like Jimmy Haslam talked about during training camp, right, where it's going to be a 2 to 3 year process, right? That's really tough to force your fans to swallow 2 to 3 more years of bad football in the hopes that, oh, by some miracle, they're all of a sudden going to get it right, because they haven't gotten it right. It hasn't mattered, the GM, the coach, the ownership, right?
Yep.
They haven't gotten it right. So I think that's the other battle that they're fighting internally too, because it's like, I don't get the impression that ownership wants to make sweeping changes in this building. But at the same time, your fans, your paying customers, they don't like the product that they're seeing on the field. And their patience, their level of understanding, just it's not there, because they've been promised regime after regime after regime, hey, we're going to have some short-term pain so that we have sustained success. And there hasn't been a single regime in 27 years that has come through this building and delivered on that promise. And it includes the two people in charge of this organization right now, and that's Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. There has not been sustained success delivered. And the last time they went through some really, really awful pain, historic pain, you know, that 4-44 stretch, right?
Yep.
It was supposed to deliver this lengthy 8 to 10 year window of contention. Well, that's been blown to bits. They're almost back to square one. Not completely, because you do have some talent on the defensive side of the ball. You got really good players there. But offensively, you have nothing to work with.
Yeah, it did feel like expansion era last week.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Daryl, hey, we got to roll, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We will talk to you soon. And, of course, we're watching you on our YouTube channel and checking out your stuff at 923thefan.com. Thank you, Daryl.
See you, Daryl. Thanks.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, yep. Daryl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.